Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
Yes, sir. 75 degrees, cloudy. Not too bad of a night. They're all out on the porch with their drinks in their hand, and I don't know. We'll see where that goes. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's joy in Mudville tonight. Do you know why?
Well, I got to tell you, because the Democrats, at least the far-left Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, they have been unsuccessful.
Well, I was thinking more like the New York Yankees got beat by the Tampa Bay Rays, who have now won 99 games with two games to go. And if they win one more, they're up to 100 wins. How about that for a small market team?
That is pretty cool.
Yep. So they beat the Yankees tonight 4-3. And that's what's got everybody excited in my area. But you are right. Now, we know what happened yesterday with Joe Biden taking a trip to Congress to try to convince some people to pass his agenda. And Nancy Pelosi striking out because she was right there along with him. But that's not the big story. The big story is the John Durham investigation, which has heated up big time, ladies and gentlemen, with more indictments possibly coming down and more subpoenas that have come out for members of the Perkins Coie law firm. Now, that may not make a lot of sense to some folks as they're going, well, what the hell are they getting a hold of this law firm for? Well, because if you remember, the Durham investigation into the Russian probe finally came in with a second indictment, and this one touched somebody of substance, namely Michael Sussman, a partner in Perkins Coie, the law firm that represented both the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton. This caused Sussman to later resign from the firm after the indictment came down. And Kyle, this is only the tip of the iceberg. There's more to it. So what do you think about all this?
Well, it certainly means that they are getting obviously a lot deeper into this. And certainly if they're able to use anything that's being told to them now to help with that, with those investigations and where to look and who could be involved with all this, this could be a major treasure trove.
Well, the charge that he was indicted on was that he made a false statement to the FBI, telling the FBI that he wasn't representing the Clinton 2016 campaign when he was spreading the false stories about the Trump Organization and a Russian bank, which turned come to find out was not even a Russian bank, when he actually was, in fact, working and getting paid for the Clinton campaign. What do you think got him done in?
Well, I think somebody talked about him, you know.
No,
yeah.
His own records.
Okay.
He kept meticulous records and receipts for billing the Clinton campaign for what he was doing for them. And they actually, by his own paperwork, his own bills, were able to document all the different things that he had done and what he charged to do it.
Well, that's, when you're meticulous like that, it can come back to haunt you, I guess. But at least it's a good trail. But, again, the ramifications of this really can't be overstated, I think.
Right. And this indictment was huge, folks, finally touching the Clinton world, something we all knew, but making it official. Now, the question now is, would there be anything more coming? Will there be other big names? The indictment suggested that there might be more coming because I believe that Mr. Sussman, rather than going to jail for a big, long length of time, is probably spilling the beans, which means, here we go with the body trail again. I certainly hope they're keeping an eye on him 24/7.
Well, exactly right. That would be my first thought, is that, again, as soon as people start getting close to Hillary or the Clintons, basically, sometimes it does not end well. That's what we've observed.
Now, there's some more information on the case, and yes, it definitely indicates that Durham thinks that there's more. According to the National Review, they wrote that there was a new set of subpoenas issued. And after Sussman was charged, and that Durham is still seeking more documents from Perkins Coie. So the question is, are they looking into more charges or issues with Sussman or in regard to somebody else?
And who would that somebody else be? And, when you look at these things, you often feel like, well, is it going to be the big kahuna or not? Maybe. But the Clintons, I think, are always very well insulated. Yeah.
Well, additionally, what's come out since is the identity of tech executive number one, who was in a subpoena for Sussman, who's been identified as Rodney Joff. Now, Fox is reporting that Joff has also gotten a subpoena.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And I hear the music coming up here, so bear with us. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. The Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to finish what I was just telling you about. And we got a lot more to talk about here.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fourth in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fourth in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it away. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. Once again, yesterday, ran into somebody else that thanked me for telling them about Relief Factor here on the program. And they said that they've been taking it for about 3 weeks, and their problems were gone, and they look forward to continue to take it in the future because they didn't want to have the pain they were having come back. And it was all related to arthritis. And I'll tell you what, arthritis can be very painful for those of you that have it or know someone that has it. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain. Now, for the best results, it needs to be taken regularly, and I take it twice a day, once when I get up and once about midnight, so that I can endure, you know, what I have to do sitting for long periods of time here doing the radio show. Now, the combination of ingredients, which includes turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates the pain, too, by going straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical with a fish oil product in it. It's made from a clinically developed formula that also supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy joint and muscle regimen, as well as that speeds up the healing process, too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Get you there, and I'm sure you're going to be one of the tens of thousands of people that have already bought the product, and you'll find out what I already know, and that is that it works. Okay, Kyle, we got some people that have direct messages messaged us, and we got to say howdy to them. Who is it?
Well, I think first off is Richard the Marine.
Yep.
Yeah, who sent us a message earlier. So, Semper Fighter Richard.
Okay. All right. And we did get a message here from Sue the Dispatcher, too. So, hello, Sue the Dispatcher. Now, additionally, what we're talking about here with the Durham probe is what's come out since the since all of this is the identity of the tech executive number one, which is what was described in the subpoena for Sussman. This is a person by the name of Rodney Joff. Now, Fox is reporting that Joff has also gotten a subpoena. The special counsel Durham has issued at least one more subpoena. This is to Perkins Coie, the law firm connected to the Clinton 2016 campaign. And according to sources familiar with this investigation, tech executive Rodney Joff also received a subpoena. A source said that he was mentioned in Sussman's indictment, but not by name. Now, Durham noted that Joff initially hired Sussman in February of 2015 in connection with a matter involving an agency of the U.S. government. And Sussman frequently served as an outside counsel to Internet Company Number One, which was a significant source of revenue for himself and Perkins Coie. Durham also went on to say Joff is served as Sussman's primary point of contact at Internet Company Number One during the relevant 2016 and 2017 time frame. Interesting, huh?
Yes, exactly. And I think Rodney Joff is in fact an internet a person who's had a company, a hosting company and so forth, expert in detecting malware. And he has 10 patents, as a matter of fact. So this guy is a huge part of the industry.
Well, I have more. Durham said a computer researcher who goes by the moniker Tea Leaves, dubbed Originator One in the indictment, was a business associate of Joff's and assembled purported DNS data reflecting apparent DNS lookups between Alpha Bank, which is a fake bank that they created in Russia, and an alleged Trump Organization email domain with data spanning early May to late July 2016. Durham said that Joff and others were in possession of the Russian bank data by July of 2016. Now, remember, Joff alerted Sussman about the Alpha Bank claims by July 2016, and Durham said that over the ensuing weeks, as part of the lawyer-client relationship, Sussman and Joff engaged in efforts with campaign lawyer number one, identifiable as former Perkins Coie lawyer and Clinton campaign general counsel. Now, individuals acting on behalf of the Clinton campaign shared information about the Russian bank data with the media and others, claiming that it demonstrated the existence of a secret communications channel between the Trump Organization and Russian bank number one. Just one little problem, Kyle.
What's that?
The bank wasn't real.
Well, exactly. So what they're getting at here, of course, is that they were able to create a false trail in order to make it look like the Trump Organization was doing something with these Russian banks or whatever it was, and that would sort of, give this a foundation. But it's not a foundation. It's pretty flimsy, and everybody's now seeing exactly what they were doing.
Now, in finishing off the story here, because this is dynamite, this is just absolute freaking dynamite, listen to these names. Christopher Steele's research was funded by the Clinton campaign through Fusion GPS, which had been hired by Mark Elias, who worked for Perkins Coie and was the general counsel for Clinton's presidential campaign. In addition, Hillary Clinton and Jake Sullivan, who is now Joe Biden's national security advisor, both promoted the fake Alpha Bank smear that Clinton had allegedly sent in motion. Now, according to Hillary Clinton, with a tweet she put out, the words were, "Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank." That was Hillary Clinton put that out.
That's exactly right. It was a tweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the billing is where they're getting Sussman right now, like I said, because like a lawyer, he billed for everything, according to the indictment. Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for a meeting with Joff and Elias on August the 12th, 2016, as well as for a conference call they had later that day. Sussman met with Elias on August the 19th for a meeting with Rodney, and that was also billed to the Clinton campaign. Then the indictment showed other billing to the campaign based on disseminating the Alpha Bank allegation, which again was false, on September 17th and 18th of 2016. Then, perhaps most significantly, he even billed the Clinton campaign for his meeting with, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI's James Baker to weaponize the claim to the FBI, billing it as, quote, work and communications regarding the confidential project. Guess what? They got Sussman nailed to the freaking wall on this one. And I bet you, I bet you, I bet you, he's singing like a canary.
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, because for 4 years with the Trump administration and even with the buildup and the election, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. And everybody knew that it was fake, fake, fake. But we are now starting to see the dots being connected. And you know, Captain, I think this, and especially now you have an actual national security advisor, right, to the president, Jake Sullivan.
Yep, who was involved in this.
If all this comes out.
He was involved in the cover-up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if all this comes out and it all makes sense, I mean, can you imagine what that would be like if it was a Republican administration? But what I think he's doing, Captain, he's being able to connect these dots so well that that you simply cannot ignore it. And
yeah.
And there could be a major, major sea change or earthquake as a result of this.
I agree. And then, of course, we've got what took place in Washington, D.C. today, because amid all the chaos and infighting by the Democrats over the reconciliation, another more important argument was happening on Capitol Hill. The House was holding a hearing on abortion with figures like Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, AOC in attendance. And what we saw was the abject evil put on display for the entire world to see.
Well, that's par for the course, I hate to say, for some of these squad members and some of these politicians. Like,
yeah, truly, it was a disgusting, sickening spectacle, illustrating just how far we've fallen as a society. And of course, Ayanna Pressley, her quote for the day was, this was yesterday actually, was pro-life laws hurt our lowest income sisters, our queer, trans, and non-binary siblings, Black, Latinx, AAPI, immigrants, disabled, and indigenous folks. And none of this is happenstance. These bans are rooted in a patriarchy and white supremacy. Here we go again.
Well, you know something, Captain? Just a short time ago, somebody like Presley would have been seen as simply a fringe element. And
yeah.
Now suddenly,
yeah.
They've got a mainstream microphone.
Yep. And Gloria Steinem said, you know, Hitler's first official act was to ban abortion. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Got lots of stuff going on here tonight. And Mike Gallagher, why don't you take us to break and let everybody know that you're around somewhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has met with congressional Democrats, promising his landmark social spending plan will eventually be voted on.
We're going to get it done.
He privately told lawmakers that the dollar figure of $3.5 trillion will probably have to come down to get a consensus. Two Democrats in the Senate are still opposing, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Manchin said on Thursday he wouldn't support a social spending bill that costs more than $1.5 trillion. Progressive caucus leader Pramila Jayapal said they want more spending on American families, not less, but they understand that compromise has to happen.
We're going to go through our priorities just from our standpoint, and we're going to do what the president asked. We're going to say, okay, how do we get, you know, what can we live with on these different things?
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Now, the website MyPillow.com is the only place that you need to know about to go and check all the different things that he has listed there, specials on everything that's there, and then he has a page that he's created with radio listener specials. There's about 24 items there, and they switch around a little bit. But all of them are on sale and marked down dramatically, everything that's there. Now, all you need to know to save money at MyPillow.com is they're going to ask you for a promo code. So the promo code you use is the word Captain. Captain. Now, if you want to talk to somebody to answer any questions you have, I'm going to give you their phone number, too. It's 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. You can call that number. Ask them any questions you have. If you haven't been able to look on the website, you can ask them and they'll tell you what it is. And then again, when they say, well, do you have a promo code to get the lowest price, the promo code would be Captain. Now, I'm choosing it to do that way rather than come out and say specific items. But I will tell you that everything that's on there, you're going to save a bunch of money with, especially the pillows. Marked all the way down to the lowest level they've been ever since the beginning of the pillows. And, of course, the towel set that I told you about that I bought another one. I ordered another one now. I have to wait probably a few days for that. But MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459, gets it all done, saves you a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got a lot of comments going on here. Let's see here. I think we just had, yeah, we had one in the chat room here. Let's see. Eric in East Tennessee, formerly Eric of Seminole. He's talking about the Germans. Okay, that doesn't even have any bearing on what we were talking about, and I'm going to leave that one alone because Germany's got problems. France has got problems too, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And you know who they're blaming it on?
Blaming it on
the United States of America and all the chaos we currently have in this country that's creating the backlog in Germany and England and France.
Yeah, and what French President Macron is talking about, he's talking about the idea that there's woke culture and that it's radicalizing, quote-unquote, French society.
Yep.
And so forth. And, yeah, they see this as a real breakdown. And, of course, it is radicalizing. It's radicalizing here. Because, you know, Captain, there's absolutely no room for anyone to disagree about anything and still live in the same country together, it seems like. It has to be 100% one way or the other. Now, I'm not talking about the big things, communism versus capitalism, that kind of thing. But people used to be able to have some differing viewpoints on this, that, or the other thing. And now it's people are disowning their friends, disowning their family members. It's a vaccine or this or that, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But especially,
yeah,
though, and I think we need to emphasize the woke culture.
Yeah.
Is what's doing it.
Let me mention something about the vaccine that I found out yesterday. First of all, my doctor told me, and by the way, I got a flu shot yesterday because I've always gotten a flu shot. And the reason I got the flu shot was because the COVID shot doesn't stop the flu. And last year we didn't have the flu, so to speak. We had COVID. This year we're going to have the flu back again. Big time. So I went and got my flu shot, which is fine and dandy. But I also found out that for the people that don't want to get jabbed, as they call it, get the shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with a COVID pill.
That's right. This is from Merck, I think.
Yes.
And it what it does is that it helps to treat COVID.
Yep.
And they've had these great trials with it, by
yep.
the way, Captain.
Yep. 90-some-odd percent of positive ratings.
That's right. And what it did, I think it took down the number to zero deaths, basically,
yep.
and like you were 50% less likely to have to go to the hospital.
Yep.
And so these kinds of breakthroughs are huge. I can't imagine what Dr. Fauci and the Democrat administration is going to say about something like this.
Well, they're not going to like it because it's not the needle, and they're not going to sell their vaccine, and it's Merck. It's not Pfizer because they got money in Pfizer.
Right. So I think we're going to hear them say something like, treat COVID, you know, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
All right, well, here's something that we can all agree on, because all you got to do is look at your wallet and go to the grocery store or the drugstore or Walmart or whatever, okay? Bidenflation is what they're calling it. Bidenflation has exploded. Inflation is now at the fastest rate that we've seen in the last 40 years. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. One of the Biden economists actually admitted the U.S. could experience elevated inflation all the way through the end of 2022. You know what that means?
Well, it's going to come into the election time.
Yep. It's going to help the Republicans because we're going to be sitting there. Prices are going to be going out of sight. And the Republicans are going to say, we know how to solve the problem. And they do. They do. Because all the stuff that Biden has undone that Trump did has got to be put back in there again and watch and see how fast this damn economy turns around.
Well, exactly. The American economy, is able to do that kind of thing. But they're throwing monkey wrenches into this thing. I mean, big time. And so we'll have inflation. We also, Captain, continue to see the supply chain issues, not only on the West Coast, but also on the East Coast. as well. These aren't going to get taken care of for a very, very long time. And so it's going to continue to add insult to injury. And people are going to start seeing that they're not able to get some of the regular stuff that they want to get. And I think it's going to become more and more pronounced over time. And certainly inflation is going to continue to hit people in their pocketbooks. No matter how many stimulus checks you might send out, it's still going to be bad.
Okay, well, I understand that in your state, Governor Newsom announced a vaccine mandate for all the students in the California public schools.
That's right, public and private schools. And so, of course, when it becomes approved for kids that are going to be in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, basically, or under 16, it's not going to go for kids that are like 10 years old. I think it's going to be to like 11 years old, basically, at this point. But the approvals aren't going to come through perhaps for another few months. So he's doing that, I think, as he's saying you're going to have to add this to the list of vaccines. He thinks other states are going to follow, and so he's trying to get out ahead of the curve on this politically, I think.
And some of these hospitals and some of these state employee organizations are going to be charging an insurance fee for the unvaccinated spouses of the employees that have not been vaccinated, while their employees that work for the different government agencies and whatnot have. That's something that's going to change the course of things.
Well, sure, and it's going to continue to create a lot of issues in the sense of dividing and creating the two Americas, the vaccinated part and the unvaccinated part. And I think, Captain, what the issue is, you know, we talked about the vaccine. We both had the vaccine. Many people we know, of course, have had the vaccine. But what will happen, what has happened, is the Biden administration has dropped the ball on winning the hearts and minds. So they're turning to the only thing that they know, and that's authoritarianism. And so this is the ugly thing that we're witnessing in our country. It's not about the vaccine per se or the efficacy of it. It's about the fact that they've decided they want to just bring in the authoritarianism.
Yep. And, folks, we're going to be taking a break again. And when we come back, we'll come back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And, we got some stuff to talk about. It's basically going to be a fairly quiet weekend across the country. So we'll have a shorter than normal Truckers Highway Bible Report. But we're also going to talk about this huge migration of people that's in the paper, that's in the process of coming up from Panama and South America. And they're coming across from Cuba. They've flown into Mexico City. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on now. Attempt by the powers that be that are out there to flood the system, just absolutely bury us with a bunch of people. And by the way, it has to do with the Sinaloa drug cartel, and it also has to do with drugs coming in and all sorts of smuggling going on, thanks to the arrangement that's been made, apparently, between Mexico, the United States, and the drug cartel. Unfreaking believable. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Flash out to it. Flash out to it.
He got Obama fall.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Okay, we will keep it between the lines, and we'll be safe, too. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Find out more about them by going to cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. That's the nation's largest truck stop chain. And to find out what they're all about, if you don't already know, pull on in there. Pull on in there. And tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, because that's the deal. You get that, you join the driver's club, okay, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And you'll find out more by going to the Pilot or Flying J, and you can sign up for it free, right there at the kiosk that's right there. Okay, well, we're going to get started with some music here, and this is some stuff that we haven't played in a while, so looking forward to this. It's a little Phil Collins revisited, so I will tell you that Phil, of course, and he's kind of semi-retired right now, but Phil definitely is putting it on him, and here we go here, so let's get this going.
Thank you, thanks.
Don't mention it. Nice crowd, eh? Right. Last tune. Let's try us the studio, okay? Thank you, gentlemen. Well, it's our last song now. Thank you very much for coming. We're going to try. This is a tune called Sussudio.
Studio. Kyle, you remember that one?
I sure do. That's off of No Jacket Required, and that was a really great album by Phil Collins. And on the bass on Studio is a guy named Lee Sklar, and you've no matter what records you've heard almost in any decade over the last few decades, you probably heard his bass playing. He's an excellent bass player and added into that song. And as you mentioned, Phil Collins, yes, he has had some challenges of late. Can't play the drums at this point, but is still on tour with Genesis for a time, but then will likely retire, we think.
Yeah, no, that's a shame. And yeah. I remember when he came up with Genesis, he used to play the college circuit, and he played Syracuse University on a regular basis. It would be him, it would be Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Let's see, there was another band that came out of Philadelphia that later... the Box Tops would come up there, so that's who you'd have. But anyway, let's read the weather here. A slow-moving front will move east and bring scattered showers and thunderstorms into the Ohio and Mississippi valleys on Saturday. Hurricane Sam is also causing life-threatening surf and rip currents along the coast of Puerto Rico and the U.S. East Coast this weekend. By the way, the winds were up to 150 miles an hour. They're down to 145 right now, but that's still plenty strong enough. And all I can tell you is that Victor is trugging along way off to the east of it, so that's not going to be a problem or a factor. But it's going to get pretty rough along the beaches and whatnot, all the way from Jersey, Long Island, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, all the way down to the Carolinas. The storm is pretty much right now straight out from South Carolina, out several hundred miles. Okay, take it away, Kyle.
All right, Captain, we do have a pretty quiet map out in the west tonight, so that's some good news for our trucker friends out there going across the highways and byways of the land. We do have an air quality alert in Central California, but also a fog advisory this near San Luis Obispo, also Cambria, Lompoc, and Solvang, and if you're traveling up through the coast of California, up the 101, for example, you definitely want to be aware of that. We definitely have some cooler temperatures around the west. Right right now for our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City. You're looking at 55 degrees right now, but tomorrow or today or through the weekend, you're going to have mid-70s. So it's looking pretty good there, and that's what it's like out west tonight, Captain.
Okay, well, up in Minnesota, up around Duluth and to the west of Duluth and to the northwest of Duluth, you've got some dense fog up in there tonight to be contending with, so keep your eyes out for that, and be very careful. Slow down in the fog. If you can't see, remember, the other guys can't see either. And then up in the northern peninsula, the western part of Michigan, upper peninsula above Wisconsin, you got a couple of areas of fog up in there. Down in Texas, let's see, that's around Plainview. You've got some rain there, some flooding conditions as well. Looks like they had some rain go through there with some flash flooding. Now, going on down along the Gulf side, south of Houston, there's a little bit of patchy fog on and off until you get down below there to Galveston, and then down below Galveston headed towards McAllen, you'll be in and out of fog all the way down there. That's around the Gulf tonight. And then, as I said, you're going to have some very rough seas right now up the eastern seaboard with a rip current and the big waves coming in. That'll be the big news for the weekend. Thank God this storm is not going to hit the U.S., Kyle.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yeah, this would have been a big, big, big-time mess because 145, 150 mile-an-hour winds, which is what it had. Now, right now, the winds are down to 140. Okay, but it's still a dangerous storm, very dangerous storm. And the barometric pressure, the minimum central pressure, is staying 945. It's staying down there low enough to where it's not going to be doing much of anything. In the meantime, it looks like Tropical Storm Victor, which is way, way away and going north-west at the moment, its winds have dropped down to 60 miles an hour. Its barometric pressure has come up to 999. It was down to 960 and change. So it looks like it's starting to weaken a little bit there. But that's what we got. That's what the weather looks like. And give us a little brief run on Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, the Pilot and Flying J is one of the best places that you can pull in as you go across the highways and byways, especially if you're hungry. They've got all kinds of great food options for you, depending on the Pilot or Flying J that you visit. But also, folks, the most important thing, join the Driver's Club, because you'll be able to earn points on the food that you buy and the fuel that you buy and the supplies that you buy as well. You can track your points on the app that you can download, PilotFlyingJ.com. You can keep track of all that, and you will not be sorry.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you pull on in there and go to the driver's kiosk, there's a lot of other things you can do there, too. You can get permits for your oversized loads, or maybe you need to buy a temporary permit because you don't have one to go into a certain state. You can do all of that right there at the Pilot and Flying J. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hour number one's in the books. Coming back with hour number two. It's a good weekend where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.